Hello, can you hear me now? Thank you for the introduction. This is about SVs and also about the ecosystem, about RSS and Atom, and maybe a bit about writing connector scripts. So this will be a bit more general than my previous talk, but so what is RSS and Atom exactly? Just a refresher. It's just XML format. This format can have just a list of items, and this are usually news items. Of course, this can be any kind of items, So, just a refresher. What is SVT? It's a program to parse RSS and Atom to a more simpler format. This is a tab-separated format using and the SVT program or the project also has extra formatting tools. These are useful to convert it from tab-separated format to any other format. In this presentation, will be about these things. Previously I talked about SVT 1.0. Not very much has changed, but there have been iterations and lots of polishing things. So I want to highlight a few things that happened. So SVT Cursus I wrote, it's an nCursus user interface. It looks a bit like NewsBot or something similar. This has now been integrated into SVT also in the same repository, so this makes it easier to install. And if you don't if you think it's bloated or something, you can disable it, of course. Recently I also added SVT JSON. It formats it into a JSON feed format. This is kind of like a standard, but not really. But some programs already use it. I added this because it makes it slightly easier to make SVTs interact with other programs that can read the JSON. T's, very good, very good. There are lots of polishing changes, also with help from feedback from my users or developers, I should say. And these kind of lots of small changes, these add up and make it much better. There are stupid things like leap seconds, and a while ago I tested it on MS-DOS, and you can find lots of small pedantic things, but it's also useful to test it on such systems like all the compilers or 16-bit process environments or very low memory environments. So this also makes it more stable, the software in general. There's also some work to get SVT as an official package in Debian, and this is succeeded. This is pretty nice because previously Mimo Leste, like a mobile operating system, used it, but they had to package it separately. So now all upstream Debian-based distributions will have SVEET also. So this also saves some time, and it's just nice to get more people to use it. We have a dialogue with the maintainer. I have a dialogue with them. It was a bit slow at first, but now I found also a Dutch maintainer in Debian, and he responds pretty fast, and he's also a member of a hackerspace in the Netherlands, I think. He hangs out in a Nerdspace channel, so that's nice. I forgot the name. Joost is his name. Joost. I can look up his nickname if you want. To the next point. Exactly. Joost VB. The RSS Bridge project also added SVEET as an output format. I was a bit surprised, but it's really nice they added it. So it's every RSS Bridge instance will have a tab-separated output. You can directly curl it and pipe it to SVEET, so it doesn't even have to parse any XML. So SVEET is an internal format, intended to be an internal format, but I was surprised they also want to use it as an external format, so it's pretty nice. I added the SVEET download example script. It's pretty useful, I think. You can use it to mirror a YouTube channel videos. It can do this in parallel, and you can also use it to convert web pages to PDF, and it's a pretty good example of the things you can do. Pretty powerful stuff. The RSS ecosystem, what's the state of it? Well, it's kind of a meme for people saying it's dead or nobody uses it, but actually it's very much alive. The Atom format was 20 years old, so it's like a 20-year-old birthday. That's funny. Yeah. And what's also nice, I think, is many websites, well, it's not really nice, but they use WordPress or Typo3 or some other kind of framework, and these frameworks support RSS usually by default. Even major news websites use WordPress, I noticed. So by default they support RSS. So this also keeps it alive, because many people maybe don't even think about wanting to support RSS, but because they use such a framework, it's just on by default. So, I notice sometimes websites, big tech, like Twitter, Reddit recently with its API, and they want to disable RSS. And I think it's because they want to increase engagement through the websites instead of via your own reader, so they can serve more advertisements and things like that, but that's my guess. So the SVEET connector scripts, I will briefly talk about it. These are scripts that can convert from one format to another, and there are sites that don't support native RSS and Atom. So connector script basically converts it from the website its format to the S-suite format or to the Atom format. So it connects the scripts, so to it connects the program, so to speak. So a brief overview of the S-suite format is these are the fields. It has a timestamp, a title, a link, content, which can be plain text or HTML. It has an ID to identify the unique item. It has one author. It has one enclosure, and it can have multiple categories or tags. So it's a bit more limiting than Atom, but it covers many use cases, I think. Usually it doesn't lose any data, I noticed. So here are some examples of connector scripts I wrote and I use. The GitHub API is a JSON API, and I use it to convert the JSON output to an Atom feed, so you can use it to follow issues but also to follow comments of one issue. Recently I wrote a connector script YouTube videos with which shows a duration in the title, so you can more quickly see how long a video is, and it also filters away YouTube shorts because I don't like to watch shorts. It's like TikTok, and it's not my I don't like those kind of videos. It's too fast, and so I wrote a gateway interface which can be accessed via HTTP or Gopher, and this gateway support as outputs Atom and Gopher, HTML, JSON, SVT or text. So here's an example of a YouTube channel ID, and this combines the data from the Atom feed and the scraped data from a channel, and it combines the data into one feed. So S-feed update is a script to update feeds, and this is a shell script. You can override certain functions, like it has a default fetch function, which can fetch any data, and it writes it to standard output. So you can override this function to actually get any kind of data from some place, and it just needs to write to standard output. This output then will then be parsed by the parse function. By default, this is SVT. Here's an example, like you can override it and you can do a pattern match. This is a glob pattern match on api.github. And you can write a shell script function which converts the JSON to Atom to Atom, and then pipe it to SVT, or you can convert it directly to SVT, of course. The pattern matching can be useful if you have multiple feeds, like from YouTube, so you can pattern match on the name, but you can also pattern match on the URL. So. Kind of related to this, I wrote a tool that can parse JSON to a tab-separated format. This is kind of like JQ, like the JQ tool. So there's a script, a helper script included, it's called Jack. It stands for JSON or query. It's just something nonsensical, but yeah, kind of funny. You can, it writes, the output format is like a note. This is very similar to what JQ does and what, so you have like, this is an example, 1, 2, 3, 9 through Yaval, and it writes the first few fields as a node name, the second is a type, like a number, a string, object, boolean or null, and then it writes the value. You can also change the tab separator to any separator. So I will show an example. This is from the AnnaBot. This parses the JSON from a web page of IMDb, and it pipes it to Jack. So this is an awk example. It filters the first field on, for example, dot description, and then it assigns description is 3. That's the value. So and then at the end it writes the movie information. So yeah, that's pretty simple example. What you can do with it. So I will not go too much into detail about JSON feed, but it can be interesting. It's like RSS and Atom in the JSON format. And I also wrote a tool for this. I want to highlight a few projects which you probably already know, but this is YouTube DLP. It's a fork of YouTube DL. You can download YouTube videos or videos from many websites, and also get subtitles and different quality formats. And it's written in Python, but it's very powerful and also maintained by a lot of people. The extractor scripts are maintained by lots of people, so it's not really nice. RSS Bridge is also a project which is a bridge for websites to which don't have RSS feeds to RSS. It's written in PHP, which is crap, but the project itself and its goals are very nice, I think. You have, of course, Nitter. It's like a Twitter front end which supports RSS and also allows you to view Twitter without JavaScript, and you can view its videos and stuff. Invidious is an alternative front end to YouTube, which is a bit nicer. I don't use this one, but I heard good things about it. Weboop, which is now called Whoop. It's I don't really use it, but it has also nice goals to make certain websites easier to use or more accessible without JavaScript and stuff. And you also have, of course, the web browsers, the text-based browsers, or the simpler ones, user interface ones, like a Dillo and NetSurf. Sometimes it works, but yeah. So these are some of my projects, which are related to making the web more interactable. SVEED. Front end is my front end for YouTube. Firefox Fix Web is a Firefox extension, which is only for myself, but I can add stuff if you want. WebDump is a bit of an experiment to convert HTML to text. It's also sandboxed on OpenBSD and a bit simpler than links to convert it, but it's still experimental because parsing HTML to plain text is, yeah, it's pretty hard sometimes to make it really readable sometimes. So yeah, I want to talk of thank of course many people who helped with SVeed and with my other projects. It's really nice to get to get feedback and or even discussions which give ideas, or even if it's small, it's useful. That's the presentation. So bye bye.